From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met with his Pentagon commanders today, where he talked about the deployment of U.S. troops to West Africa to help fight the Ebola outbreak there. The president saying U.S. troops are doing great work and that the military is essentially now working to set up infrastructure in West Africa, which largely did not exist to fight the outbreak.
As a consequence of us getting in early and building that platform, we're now able to leverage resources from other countries.
As word broke that Thomas Duncan, a man being treated for the disease at a Dallas hospital, had died, the president and his top health officials announced new screening measures at five major U.S. airports, which include taking the temperatures of those arriving from Ebola-afflicted countries in West Africa. Those procedures begin to take effect this weekend. Secretary of State John Kerry is making an urgent plea for countries to step up their resources to the outbreak of Ebola in West Africa. Kerry says more money, equipment, and personnel are needed now. NPR's Michelle Kelman has more.
Speaking at the State Department alongside his British counterpart, Secretary Kerry pulled out slides to show what's needed to contain the deadly Ebola virus. The list was long: more healthcare workers, medevac capacity, mobile labs, and staff.
Now is the time for action, not words. And frankly, there is not a moment to waste in this effort.
He says there has been progress against the deadly virus, but as Kerry put it, we're not where we need to be. The secretary is also urging airlines to keep flying to West Africa and asking countries to keep borders open. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.
New U.S.-led airstrikes near the Syrian border town of Kobani are helping in terms of Kurdish fighters pushing back against the Islamist militant group calling itself the Islamic State. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, latest strikes have killed at least 45 members of the militant group. Still, even while the Pentagon says some militants have left, there are concerns the Turkish border town could fall under their control. The federal budget deficit was smaller this year than it's been since the height of the recession. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, that's the upshot of a new nonpartisan analysis.
The Independent Congressional Budget Office is out with its estimate of the deficit for fiscal year 2014. That's the budget year that just ended, and the deficit rings in at just $486 billion. Just probably isn't the right word, but the 2014 deficit is down nearly $200 billion from the year before, and lower than the Congressional Budget Office had projected just a few months ago. The reason? Revenue from taxes rose more than government spending. Politically, there's been a dramatic shift from fights over the debt ceiling and budget to remarkably little discussion of the deficit in many of the hottest congressional races this fall. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Volatility continued on Wall Street today after big drops yesterday. The Dow was up today 274 points. This is NPR. The Obama administration is unveiling its new and improved version of its healthcare.gov website. Officials hoping this one will prevent some of the major problems that prevented people from signing up for the government's health insurance exchange last year. The new site reportedly contains a more streamlined application process and is also optimized for mobile devices. Air France KLM says last month's 2 weeks pilot strike wiped out more than a fifth of its estimated full-year profits. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the company says it lost 500 million euros, or roughly $630 million.
Pilots ended the airline's longest strike since 1998 in late September after management agreed to drop plans to set up a European arm for its low-cost carrier, Transavia. Air France still plans to press ahead with the expansion of Transavia France. Other large European airlines such as Lufthansa and Iberia have low-cost carriers, and in Paris, advertisements for cheap flights on Iberia's Vueling are everywhere ahead of the October 2-week school break. Air France pilots say they're not against Transavia, just against its plans to pay pilots less. They're seeking the right for future pilots to be recruited on the same conditions as those currently working for the main airline. That's a point Air France management says it will not concede. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The nation's fleet of new cars and trucks have never been so fuel efficient. The EPA, in its latest national mileage average, says the average of all new cars and trucks sold last year hit 24.1 miles per gallon. We're going to caveat, the agency also notes the rate of improvement is slowing as some buyers shift back toward trucks and SUVs. Overall fuel economy, however, up 5 miles per gallon since 2004. Mazda had the most fuel-efficient fleet with an average of 28.1 miles per gallon. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.